When Krishna gladly accepted prayers, the modes of Nagapatnis, the Kaliya's wives, and also Kaliya's wives, because they were pure devotees, they know how to accept Krishna's instruction as it is. To accept something naturally in heart, it is not easy. To accept something very naturally. Sometimes we are accepting something out of full concern. Etiquette, we have to accept it. As a matter of etiquette, according to religious principle, we are accepting some things. We are using our intelligence and then we are reminding, okay, Shastra says this thing, therefore I have to accept. But no natural spirit, no natural faith, that is not very helpful in Krishna consciousness. Yeah, unless you, how can we accept someone's instruction or someone's advice gladly in your heart? When you think he is my well-wisher, then you can accept. Without affection, you cannot accept Guru Krishna's instruction. Although Shastra always instructing us, just follow Guru Krishna's instruction as it is, but it will not happen. It will not happen for a devotee. If you have no affection for Guru, affection for Shastra, if you don't have affection for Shastras, and also don't affection for towards Guru, you cannot accept something gladly. If you are accepting, this is according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's statement, buddhi purvakam, vichara purvakam. With your intelligence, you are using your intelligence, you are balancing the statements, the orders, instructions, then with your intelligence, you are accepting it. There is a chance you may reject it. Not gladly. In your heart, no, buddhi purvakam. We are using our intelligence, then if it is favorable to us, this idea is favorable to us, then we are accepting. If it is not favorable, even looks like we are accepting, but we are not allowing all these instructions to our heart. This is another problem. We are worshipping Guru, outwardly we are worshipping, glorifying, and looks like we are following the instructions, but inside we have no affection. Yes, this worship, this type of worship is called worship without life. You understand? We are worshipping some person, he have no life. Or someone is worshipping, he have no life. Just matter of etiquette. Like rapat, huh? What do you say in English? Robots. They're working, they're worshipping, they're performing all these acts. What is its value? Yes. If we don't have affection, you cannot follow Sadhu Krishna, Sadhu Guru's instruction. You cannot follow Shastra. Yes. By association, by our previous Sukritis, by associations, we have to develop a simple mode. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, if you consider from different angles, different visions, conclusion based on one, two topics, mercy and simplicity. Unless you become simple, you cannot, to become sincere and to dedicate yourself and develop affection, very difficult. So simplicity is a valuable asset, yes. And mercy, another side, mercy just waiting, mercy just hanging over our head. When you develop this simplicity, all divine quality, it will automatically appear, that mercy, Guru and Krishna's mercy, locked on. Yes, simplicity means this thing. By association, we have to develop affection and we have to clarify our doubts. And sometimes we have to continue our service. Then it convince, mood will come. Yes, that is simplicity. Simplicity means convince mood. Like a small boy, you know, mother, pass, finish. He never asking, mother, how you became mother? Who is your father? No, mother, you are my mother, boss. He knows, fully convinced. This type of attitude, this type of mood, mature. But that is, we can say, this is a real simplicity. Real simplicity. When you have one principle towards Sadhu and Guru, no teacher of doubt, from his teachings, from his lifestyles, from his instructions. Otherwise, if you have little doubt, yes, that sort of worship is like we are worshipping without life. And it's called Bahya Adambara. Our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Bahya Adambara. You know, outwardly you want to show, you are posing yourself. Outwardly you want to show these things. I am a worshipper of Guru, I am a follower of Guru. How to follow? That we have to know from Shastras. When Krishna said, okay, I will release Kaliya. But be careful, you have to follow my instruction. He said, yes, we know. Pure devotees know how to get success. Reminding instruction, like we are discussing in Mayapur, reminding Sadhguru's instruction is our meditation. Is our meditation. Reminding, because forgetfulness is our, we can say, our nature. And to counteract this forgetfulness, remind. Association, remind you always. You go any direction in Srimad Bhagavatam, you just read any Shastras, just reminding about Guru, about Sadhus, mercy. Shastra wants to remind us. But how can you remind forgetfulness when forgetfulness is our character, we can say our nature? How can we ourselves remind? No, association. Association. Therefore, constantly we are praying to Guru Nityananda, please give me such association where I can remind my Guru's instruction, remind Sadhu's instruction, remind Sadhu's Shastra's instruction. That is very helpful. Very helpful. You can say this is best of spiritual life. This is best man. Yes. Remind. Always Guru's instruction, Shastra's instruction, Sadhu's instructions. And after reminding, following faithfully. Vachyate sarvoto bhayat. Webs are saying, yes, we know very clearly, we have this idea. Yes. If someone is just following your order, just free from all sort of fear. Why fearness? How many days we will stay in this material world? That we are not reminding. How many days I will stay here? And what is my achievement even I don't know. And what will happen I don't know. If a small virus has such potency, it's making the whole world fear. Whole world. From saintly person up to political leaders, up to doctors. Then you just remind how time is fearful. Krishna saying, I am time. I will devour all living entities. Remind. If Krishna, he don't want to favor his mercy towards us. Don't want to sour his mercy, his favor. Yes. You know, this word is very, how can you say this? Very affectionate word. Favorable, favor. Favor. Yes. They should favor towards us. You understand? Sadhu Guru, they should favor towards us. We are conditioned souls. When they favor, swing their mercy. But in this way, favorably. Oh, that is success. That is success. Otherwise, time is very powerful. And it is not difficult to understand now. Especially in this period, it's not difficult to understand Krishna. If someone is very intelligent, he can understand how Krishna is powerful. Before you see, all scientists, all doctors, they have a designation. PhD holder, this one, that one. And especially they are showing, I am from America, I am from UK. I am a designated person. I have all these things. I discovered so many things. Now they are helpful. They are now helpless. Same American is now crying. You want to know Krishna? Just see Krishna. And if Krishna wants to favor to someone, no one can. No one can create problem for him. That is pure devotees know. Therefore, Krishna is life and soul. And to digest this tattva, heavy association is required. To digest this tattva, yes, in my life I have no fear. Krishna will protect me. How can someone say like that? How can someone say like that? Krishna will protect me when I am alone, I am an old villa. Any stage of my life, Krishna will protect me. How can someone can say? If he had some experience, He had some experience, personal experience, not by hearing. We are hearing from Shastra, we are hearing from Guru. But it still is not effective. We saw in our own eye, we can say, eyewitness how Prabhupada went to West, 70-year-old. Eyewitness. The disciples are still there. They are saying, they are glorifying, books are there, records are there, videos are there. If in foreign land, he is 70-year-old, he performs such a magic. And you are in your own land, you have your own language. Why we are facing problems? Lack of faith? Lack of surrender? Personal experience is required in Krishna consciousness. Then no fear. Reach out to Krishna. And they said these things. Now please tell us, your maid servants, what we should do. Certainly anyone who faithfully executes your order in or too mightily free from all fears. No necessary to find out some procedure. You understand? To find out some way. How can I mitigate? Huh? Mitigate, yes, this word. Mitigate. How can I mitigate my miseries? How can I eradicate my fearness? Not necessary. The devotee is not at all worried. Oh, this is coming, that is coming, this problem. His business is perhaps focusing on Krishna. Others, it is up to Krishna's. His absolute truth. He is maintaining the whole world. For him, it is not a difficult job to maintain you, to give you protection. Lack of sincerity, lack of dedication, lack of surrenderness. Due to lack of surrenderness, lack of sincerity, we are facing problems. Only one thing. Just develop one physic faith. By associating with saintly persons. Guru and Krishna. They are my real friend. Then finish. You can walk freely. You can walk freely. Like birds are freely there flying. You understand? No signal is required. No network signal. Okay, now you have to make your speedy low down. You know, sometimes they are not landing due to air traffic. They have no time. They are not getting permission to land. Still they are not free. Although they are flying within the sky, they are not free. But birds, anytime they want, they can land it. Yes. Anytime they want, they can fly. And your life will be like that. You are like a bird. And without surrender, without faith, you are like a bird within the cage. And after surrender, you are a bird, same bird. You are in sky. After faith. This is practical. This is not, I'm not saying something theoretical. They say, this is fact. It's fact. After surrender, after full faith, your position is just like a bird. Not within the case. A bird is just now flying within the sky. It's free now. He can fly in zigzag way, where you want, he can land. You know, birds, immediately they can come down. For them it is not a problem. A devotee's life is like that. A surrender soul's life is like that. They are saying automatically. Sri Sukavacham. Already we read these things. Sukadeva Goswami said, thus praised by the Nagapatnis, the Supreme Personality of Godhead released the serpent Kaliya, who had fallen unconscious, his head battered by the striking of Lord's lotus feet. Yes. 55. Pratilabdhendriya prana Kaliya sanakei harim kruchrat samusva sandinam Krishna praha krutanjali. Kaliya slowly regained his vital force. Yes. His vital force. Because Krishna was, how can you say, pushing, suppressing through his leg, through his, yes. And with this power, I have the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All universe residing in my heart. With this mentality, when Krishna was just pushing, striking over his head, already finished. If Krishna want to give you punishment and Krishna want to put you in a difficult situation, who can help you? You know everything, but for a small word, for a small mistake, boss, now Krishna wants to punish you. You know, you may be expert in everything. If Krishna don't want to showing his favor towards you, then problem. It is not a brahmachari, it is not a grihastha, it is not a vanaprastha, it is not a sannyas. We want favor from Krishna. He should show his favor towards us, Guru and Krishna, then life is secure. Without Guru Krishna's favor, life is very miserable. Very miserable. Especially in spiritual life. You understand? Why we are suffering sometimes more than karmi? Karmi, they think this life is as usual, like that. Life means challenges, no problem. But why in spiritual life we have no such understanding? Why we become sometimes hopeless? Why? Why we feel like that? Helpless, hopeless in spiritual life. Lack of understanding. We don't know how Krishna is powerful, how this Bhakti Yoga is powerful. And everything become, topsy-turvy. Everything become topsy-turvy. For that thing. When you just lose faith. When you lose faith and teach about them. Towards sastras, towards sadhu. Everything we get topsy-turvy. We don't want. We want to protect it because they come to protect us, sadhu and sastra. Who came to protect us, we are creating doubt towards them. Who can protect us? They know us, karma people knows. They are as usual entering this life. Many challenges coming. But for a devotee, when challenges coming, he become so disgusted with all these matters. Feel hopeless. Fine. He was hopeless. Oh, who will help me? He don't have to teach of realization still now. Therefore, he's feeling hopeless. He has no unflinching path. Therefore, Krishna is not sharing something. Super soul is not sharing something. You understand, like sharing? You are sharing messages through WhatsApp, through Facebook. You are sharing. You must have account. Both have your numbers. Both devotees or both persons, they have... Everyone have his numbers and they are sharing the messages. Krishna wants to, unless you share something with Krishna. Yes, first open your account. Just open your account. When you are opening your account, then what past you are doing? In WhatsApp, I never done. One devotee just open. First, when we are opening account, then fingerprints sometimes. In some mobiles, fingerprints. You are that person. Now you are. You know where we are using fingerprints? In India before. Still now. When we are buying some lands. Many places. In we can say in serious places. They don't want your sign. Because your sign, signature. You may. Someone may copy it or you may change it. But this is Krishna's. You know. From these lines, someone can calculate your destiny. No one can change this one. What does it mean? You are promising to WhatsApp company or to Facebook company. I am this person. I will follow. What is that? I will agree. I will agree. Conditions. I will agree. With all conditions, sometimes devotees, sometimes persons, they are not reading the conditions. You know? Yes, I know something. Because especially when I am editing the lectures, I have to install the softwares. I have with hard disks, I am installing. Saying, you are agree? Because I have such faith, I use already this Adobe edition, all these things. When I am installing in computer, it is not working, again installing. Everybody will be clicking. Tick. Yes. What is this condition? What is his condition? I don't know. But I know company. I know company. Bas, I don't want to, I don't have to read. How many persons are reading? Conditions? Few. Mostly the blindly. Because they know everyone is using. It is secure. Immediately. Agree with condition. We are like that. When we are coming to Vaishnavism, our faith should be like that. Agree with company. Condition. Yes. Take my footprints. Fingerprints. Yes, what do you want? Condition, I don't want to see any condition. you understand? When Guru wants to give you initiation or you want to stay under Guru's class, Guru's direction, yeah. Guru have many conditions. If Guru will put his conditions, what should be disciples' duty? Yes, yes, unconditional. I don't have. I am yours. Actually, Krishna, you see, in Bhagavad Gita, who had many conditions, Krishna or Arjun? Arjun? Krishna, he had only one condition. What? Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Braja. Just give up everything, surrender. This was Krishna's condition. Arjun's condition? Oh, they're my uncle, how I will kill them, clarify my doubts, my mind is not, thousand conditions, condition souls, his condition soul and he have condition. They are condition soul, there are many conditions. You understand? Many conditions. We don't want to agree with Sadhu and Shastra. That is our real problem. We don't want to agree. Why this thing happened? Agree. If you have faith, agree with company. Just yes. Just yes. Company want that thing. You know, like some mobiles, like Apple, all these mobiles. When you want to install some programs, you want your fingerprint, whether you are this person or not. Yes, you are this person. Okay, take this one. Company is ready. You want to share us his programs. But we have to show our honesty. They want to judge our honesty. Okay, he this person. You don't think Shastra have so many tattvas. So many tattvas, so many philosophies, so many conditions. You understand? But they want, Shastra and Guru, they want our one condition. What is that? Unconditional, genuine. Yes, this word is very helpful. Genuine mood. Genuine mode. Unconditional, I have to accept everything. Genuine. That is very important. And Krishna consciousness. Philosophy is very vast. You ask thousands of questions, I can give you thousand answers. But by this way, we cannot solve our problem or we cannot increase faith towards Guru and Krishna. You have doubt, you can ask questions. Someone can give you answer. But what is its benefit? After clarifying your doubts, unless you come to that platform, unconditional surrender, unconditional surrender. Yes, I don't know. With simple mood, I came to Krishna consciousness. It is up to Krishna. You protect me, you lead my life, it is up to you. Chalo. Yes. Otherwise, who will protect us in spiritual life? Yes. That is the problem. Unless you develop faith, if some challenge will come in spiritual life, you will become hopeless, helpless. And rather than praying to Krishna, you will suspect, create doubt towards Guru and Krishna. That stage. Those devotees are not, actually in real faith standard, genuine faith standard, they're position is like that. When they face problems, rather than praying to Guru and Krishna, they came in opposite way. Immediately they suspect towards Guru and Krishna. Yeah, therefore yesterday we are discussing. Even you enough matured in Krishna consciousness, still by Guru Krishna's mercy you can understand mercy. To realize mercy, whether this mercy is still I am continuing Krishna consciousness, whether Guru Krishna is pleased with me or not, to realize mercy, still mercy is required. Without mercy, you cannot realize why this arrangement is coming. You cannot pray. So, who had fallen unconsciousness, his head battered by the strike of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Kalya slowly regained his vital force. Yeah, and sensory functions. Vital force. Krishna is vital force. I am just missing this point. Why devotees sometimes feel helpless? Vidya and karmi have no vital force. It's vital force. It has put this body, looks like body. Kalya regained his, like slowly he cured, regained his energies and sensory powers. Functions. Yes. It's coming from Krishna. Strength towards mind, strength towards intelligence, strength towards senses. At a particular time where you are facing problems, to understand all the situations, where it is coming. If you are fed, then Krishna just share. He wants to share some realities so that you can continue spiritual life. Otherwise, you will lose faith. Then, breathing loudly and painfully, the poor serpent addressed Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in humble submission. Yes. You understand? Before, he was proud. And all these punishments, only for that thing. When Krishna, we are suffering in this world only for one thing, proud. Proud. Proud nature. And Krishna don't like these things at all. Disqualification is not a big issue. You understand? Disqualification. Krishna knows our qualifications. He is pure. In which position we are, Krishna knows. If he wants, by association, he makes us qualified. But Krishna, I don't like one thing. Proud nature. There is a saying in Urya. Krishna can garvaganjana narahari, garva nasahanti kahari. Even Uriyas, our grandmothers, they are always saying. Narahari, like nursing, like Krishna. He will tolerate everything. Except pride. Yeah. He will tolerate everything. He knows. We have lust, we have anger, we have greed. He knows very well. Even though we don't know ourselves, he knows very well. He is a human being. His father, mother was like that. His culture is like that. He knows very well. He will tolerate everything. But one thing. It is very intolerable for him. He cannot tolerate. Intolerable. But what is that? Proud? Wow. Wow. Now, breathing loudly and painfully, the poor servant has pain. Yes. The poor servant addressed Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in humble submission. Humble submission. Krishna wants these things. unless punishment. Sometimes this is Krishna's arrangement, sometimes giving punishment, heavy punishment. When we develop pride, he just gives punishment. So that we can repent, again came to our consciousness. Consciousness. Sometimes due to qualification, sometimes due to, success of our achievement. Material achievements, many people appreciating, we are developing some pride. Then Krishna wants to punish us. He liked this mood only, submission and humble mood. Prabhupada used to say always, unless you become meek and humble to advance in Krishna consciousness, it's practically impossible. Unless you become meek and humble. Advance in Krishna consciousness is practically impossible. And that is naturally not with us. Naturality is not with us. Naturally not with the conditioned soul. Therefore we are hearing, serving, praying, repenting, So many things is going on just to come to this test. In front of a king, you are a poor man. In front of a king, you cannot challenge a king. Your prayer should be like that, so that king will give something. Krishna is like that. If Krishna, he come personally, if Radha Madhava is here, suppose you want to talk with you. Personally, you want to talk with him. Okay, you are praying. You want to come to Golok Vrindavan. You want to stay with me. But just explain your qualification. What do you explain? What is your qualification? Which service you can, in Golok Vrindavan, if you go to Golok Vrindavan, which service you can perform for me? Like Lalita, like Visakha. Then what should be our answer? Is it possible for us? We can give some answer? No. We are so unqualified. Better in front of Krishna just possess, I am an unqualified person. If you like, it is up to you. Honestly, we are unqualified. We are qualified in material world. You understand? We are very qualified. We are great. According to material standard, not according to spiritual standard. If you read one verse, whole life you meditate on one verse, whole life, then whole life you will cry, whole life will pass just to meditate one verse. How devotees, how Radharanis, how Gopis, how Dhritarasuras, how Prahlads, they had all loves. They had loves towards Krishna. What sort of their, you can say, moods towards Krishna? Where I am? What we have one hope. What is that hope? A king does not want always qualified person. Some unqualified person is required. For a king, sweeper is required. Or not? Sweeper is required. Servant is required to clean. Is that? Palace and washerman is required because king. You understand? For a king, everything is required. Qualified persons require, unqualified persons require. Yes, sweeper is required and washerman is required. And tending, how can I say, to take care of the cows and take care of horses, expert rider is required. Yeah, Krishna is like that. He's the owner of this whole world. He wants also sweeper. He wants some persons who can clean nicely. And we have to pray Krishna. Yeah, I'm not a qualified person like Lalita and Visakha, but I can sweep nicely. I can clean. Therefore, beginning service start from cleaning. Cleansing process and cleansing up. We want to cleansing our heart through cleaning. And after senior devotees, after 50 years, again we have to come to that time. That new devotee mood. You understand? From new, when we are new devotee, we want to become great. When we see, I want to become great. I want to become so nice, I want to preach. But after performing all these activities, again you will develop a desire to come to this new devotee standard. What is that? I want to become sweeper. I want to become a real servant, unqualified servant of Krishna. This mood, not material mood, this is spiritual mood. Spiritual. To mature this spiritual mood, Krishna, it requires Guru Krishna's mercy. At every step of her life, you see, mind is cheating us. Mind wants to cheat us every step of her life. Every second of your life, when you are forgetting Guru Krishna's pleasure, mind wants to cheat you. He wants to take you out from Guru Krishna's circle. You understand? From Guru Krishna's circle. Yes, he's such a cheater. Who is our protector? In that sense. And how can same mind will assist? He will assist us to become humble. You are a sweeper, you are you are a most disqualified person. Only by this causeless mercy. Only by causeless mercy, otherwise, how someone became meek and humble? This is not our nature. We can say this is not our tendency. No one in this world, he think himself fallen. No one in this world is thinking himself accepted pure devotees. Accepted pure devotees. We think ourselves qualified, therefore we come to this material world. That is why Krishna sent to this material world. Everyone wants to qualify. They think that we are qualified persons. There is a competition in this world. There is a competition always going on among the unqualified persons. Those are, you can say, in false ideas. They are correct. You know? Like many donkeys, they are in one place and they are just singing. To whom you will appreciate? To whom you will give first prize? You understand my point? Many donkeys. You ever saw donkey was even he became happy, he was shouting. It is his singing. He is shouting in such a, how can I say, furious way. It is his laughing and singing. Yeah. If thousands of donkeys in one place and they feel happy, now they are singing songs. To whom you will appreciate and to whom you will give first and second and third prize? You become disgusted with all this just after hearing. At material world is like that. All we are like donkeys, less than donkey. And when we are appreciating, when we are doing some things, who will give us first, second, third prize? Same donkey. You understand? If donkeys, they are singing songs, then who will judge them? Other people, they don't want to go there. Only among the donkeys, someone can say, okay, you are first, you are second, you are third. Material world is like that. We are not like. A saintly person, they don't like our ideas. In front of saintly persons, we are actually, therefore it is very important to study the life history of acharyas. Life history of Prabhupada, life history of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, life history of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gorgisthya Saraswati Maharaj. When you read their life histories, only Namaha Mato Pasa. How can you kick out pride? There is no other way to kick out pride. Only one way. Dambha Mahatupasa. When you worship a Mahat, a pure devotee, by hearing his qualities, by serving him, and staying closely, then you can understand yourself. He's so qualified, but still he's so simple. Never showing his prideness, but I have no qualification. I am showing my prideness. To see his greatness, then there is chance to give up this prideness. And he's a ill-fated person who is staying nearby Sadhu Guru and developing pride. No one can purify such type of persons. Natural. Therefore, we are approaching Sadhu and Guru. We are staying nearby Sadhu and Guru for that purpose. To remark their lifestyles, their simplicity, their surrender, and to become humble. And to kick out all our false ideas. I have this quality. Yeah, this quality is very helpful in material world, not in spiritual world. Spiritual world, one quality is required. That is disqualification. I am a most degraded and disqualified person in this world. Then if Krishna will ask you, okay, you are a disqualified person, but how you are serving? If you are a disqualified person, how you are serving Radha Madhav? How you are serving Gaurnita? How you are serving your Guru? How are you preparing garland? Krishna, I am performing all these sevas. But according to my standard, therefore I am disqualified. It is not according to your standard. You understand? Same mogra flower. You see, same mogra flower. Material world and spiritual world is different. and we are preparing our land, and Sakhi, they will prepare their land. It is different. We have no such affection to prepare their land. You know how they are preparing their lands? Even every petal, they want to see whether this petal is hard or soft. Every petal, they want to judge. And Gola Gurudan, everything is transcendental. Everything they want to see, whether this flower is, he will give pleasure to Krishna or not. Everything. Therefore, although we are serving Krishna, we are serving, our standard is, with fallen standard we are serving Krishna. That we have to realize. That we have to realize. When we are serving, where is our consciousness? You see, this verse, when Arati was going on, Mahaprabhu's Arati, we are singing this song. Shiva Sukha Narada Preme Gada Gada Bhakati Vinoda Dekhi Gurar Sampada. I am Bhakti Vinod. Everything is belongs to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I was realizing, this is my vision. Everything belongs to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And sing this Arati, Gornitananda Sarada Singh. Shiva Sukha Narada Prema Gada Gada. Three top most devotees. Shiva, Sukhadeva Goswami and Narada. Just by seeing Arati. Arati is going on by just watching this thing. They feel ecstasy. We are singing this thing. When someone is performing Arati, is feeling something? Is it not our fallen standard? According to Acharyas? Is it not our fallen standard? We are performing Arati. But this mood is coming. Where is that mood? Where we are? Where is that mood? Where we are? We are not fallen. But Krishna wants only one thing, that like genuine mood. You just admit you are fallen. And I am such, although I am Supreme Personality of Godhead, I have no disrespect, or you can say, I have no disliking towards fallen persons. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, he said, Striyam Vaishyam Stata Sudra Steya Pijandi Paramgati Yomyane Sudra. If I am going to say, fallen caste, lower caste persons, if they want to surrender at my lotus feet, I am ready to accept their service. Paramgati, they can achieve perfection, no doubt. Krishna has no condition, only one condition. Just give up everything and surrender at my lotus feet. But to give up everything, surrender at lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, love is required. Without love, therefore Gurudev used to say, this Ragamarga Bhakti is within Bhagavad Gita, in that verse. Hari is Ragamarga Bhakti, you know, spontaneous devotional service. This is in that verse. Secretly Krishna said, Arjuna, unless you have love, you cannot surrender. Your surrender is either artificial or conditional or partial. That is happening. Try to understand Krishna. Why we are discussing Krishna Lila, so many tattvas. Just to convince our mind, convince our intelligence. Krishna is everything for me. Krishna is everything for me. I don't know about others. How they are liking Krishna. If someone like me, I have no problem. Even someone don't like me, still I have no problem. But Krishna is everything for me. That is, we can say this is our final phase of our understanding. You understand? Phase by phase. This final phase, final stage of our understanding. Krishna is my everything. Even I will fall in, where I will go, in which country I will stay, in which stage I will stay, but Krishna is my, I cannot give up Krishna. First try to understand these things. Then Krishna will help you how to progress. First, by associating with devotees, try to understand one point. Krishna, Guru and Krishna is everything for me. When you understand this space, then other things, arrangement will come. Arrangement will come. Don't worry. How will I progress? Who will help me? Or whole life, who will maintain me? Don't think about all this. Krishna. Krishna is there. All the anxiety, you don't think this is, you are from West, you are alone, you have this problem. No. Even sadhus, even they are brahmacharis, they are from India. They are staying in temple for many years. But unless they come to this understanding, still they have same fear, same set of problems. It is not up to brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. It is a matter of spiritual understanding and sharing your reality, sharing your faith with Krishna. Krishna, I am your boss. Doesn't matter according to situation, according to my body, according to my culture, no. This is Krishna's universe. All living entities are Krishna's. But come to minimum standard, this is Krishna, Guru and Krishna is everything for me. I can't give up their service, I can't give up their association. Come to that phase. Then other thing, they will arrange for you. Arrangement will come. Just wait. Keep patience. Arrangement will come. Once you book ticket, like now your ticket is cancelled. Once you book ticket, you already got new one. Okay, this is good one. But your visa is not there. Who will arrange? Who is arranging? Krishna. Krishna. Once you book means? Nothing. If they want, they can arrange. They can arrange. Yes. Once you book your ticket means, now reference with them. This person is reference, is called reference. This is PN number. Even the flight cancel, you have no visa, they will arrange. It is up to them. Just book. Book one. And give your all reference. When you are booking, just give me. Still we have not booking. But we want to go through a flight, but not booking ticket. You understand? We are such bogus. We have a desire to go to Golok Vrindavan. Still we are not booking. Just book. Give your reference. First book. This is booking standard. Guru and Krishna, you are my everything. Now, one seat is reserved for you. Now in Golok Vrindavan. Yeah. First booking, then transaction. Transaction happen. Your ATM card, some things. Krishna, Guru and Krishna want to check. Okay, you have faith. Whether you have balance or not. You have no money. You know, sometimes we don't have money where we are giving this card. Saying, no, you don't have money. Still we are keeping some days. You just repayment. You can repayment, no problem. Some tickets are there like that. You can book advance, then you can repay. Yeah. Yes. First desire. Try to book. Then they will see your... Once you book means, then what will you do? Once you book, you have desire to go. You have to arrange something. But there, it is different. When you come to this stage, Guru and Krishna is mine, then arrangement will come. You don't have to arrange. How to go? How to go to Golok Vrindavan? How to develop such... You can say nice qualities, divine qualities. Jasasti bhaktir bhagavata kinchana sarve gunastatra samasate suna. All the divine qualities of demigods, all central persons, it will manifest by akinchana bhakti. And what is the basement of akinchana bhakti? This is Guru and Krishna is my only friend, he is my basement of akinchana bhakti. Without that thing, what others you are performing, it will not help you. To progress for Prem Bhakti, you can continue your spiritual life, no problem. But for Prem Bhakti, it is not very helpful. Okay, you are performing other sadhanas, you are performing everyday reading Bhagavatam, you are performing parikrama, you are doing this jagya, that jagya. No problem. You can continue your spiritual life. But to achieve love of Godhead, this is the real blessment. Guru and Krishna, you are mine. I am your. Plus, then arrangement. And more you work on that stability, on that stage, more you can realize how they are judging you, always guiding you, supporting you, how they want to share their mercy towards you. Then it is a matter of spiritual life, it is a matter of understanding. It is a matter of manifestation, like Gurudev says. Manifest, manifest. Understanding, if you want to understand these, like fourth dimension things, how can you understand? Oh, I have to wait when this time will come, everything will manifest. I don't have to try. This is not a matter of understanding. You understand? You can understand all these things. It's not understoodable. No. Very difficult. Therefore, if you don't have such type of faith, then slowly, slowly, you will become fed up. Oh, only what? What? I have to depend? What is that? When it will happen? I have no patience. Why this mood is coming? But you are not working in one phase. That is, Guru and Krishna, I belongs to Guru and Krishna, they are mine. I belongs to you. Then everything, slowly, slowly. More you become matured, your mood, and dedicating yourself, then Krishna will share. Guru will share his mercy and arrangement will come. Everything. Isn't that sentiment? It's fact. You see, when Prabhupada, morning, we are ready. When I try little, Prabhupada said, when I try little, my Guru arrange everything for me. This is a matter of realization. And Kaliya, with humble and submission, he replied, Kaliya vacha bayam khalasa utpatyam tamasadirgamanyava svabhava dustajyanatho lokanam yat sadagraha. Yes. Unless you come to the stage of humbleness, weak and humble, you cannot open heart in front of Guru and Krishna. This is your problem. And that time, when you open your heart, and Krishna wants to hear your prayer. Now he is opening his heart. The serpent Kaliya said, our very birth as a snake has made us envious, ignorant, and constant angry. What is that? He opening his heart. Before all these qualities, he thinks this was my qualities. He was developing his proud. Before, he was, due to all these things, he was thinking, oh, this is my quality. He has developing pride. But now he is saying in different way. The serpent Kaliya said, our birth, very birth, as a snake, has made us envious, ignorant, and constant angry. Oh my Lord, it is so difficult for the people to give up their conditioned nature. Who is saying? You want to know? You want to know Srimad Bhagavatam? You have to know from Kali also. Kali is saying, what is that? You can say his perfect realization. Out of his perfect realization, he's saying, oh Lord, oh my Lord, it is so difficult for people. He's not saying it's so difficult for me. It's practical realization. It is too difficult for a people to give up their conditioned nature by which they identify with that which is unreal. Many lives require to understand this kind of statement. You see, yes, speaking is one word, one statement, such a heavy statement. Oh Lord, it's difficult for a people to give up this conditional nature by which they identify with that which is unreal. Always they identify what is unreal. And the natures, conditioned natures, to whom I will blame? Yes, I want to blame myself. I cannot blame you. This is nature. Therefore, in 11th canto, devotee is one of qualities is hero. Hero. Hero means, it does not mean you want to fight. or he can perform many things, he is hero. No. When you conquer your nature, then you become hero. Svabhava vijaya veera. Svabhava vijaya veera. When you conquer your nature, everyone have a particular nature, condition, nature. Very difficult to give up. Kali is saying. And in front of Krishna, and Krishna is admitting, yes. Krishna never complained. Never said anything about this Kali statement. Like when Arjun said, Sanchalai mana Krishna, Krishna said, yes, asamsaya. Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, this is true. To control your control mind. Just like as to control the flow of air. Yes, this undoubtedly this is true. And when Kali said this thing, Krishna said, yes. Yes. Everyone have a particular nature. And you don't think, therefore everyone, this is not come to India also. Before it was in West, now it is come to India. I don't like. You cannot say these things in spiritual life. What you like, what you don't like. Even you don't like, you have to do. Even you like something, you have to give up. This is spiritual life. Arjun don't like to fight. You don't like to fight. You want to become sannyasi Krishna? No. What you don't like, that you have to do. That is spiritual life. This idea, forget this idea. This is not spiritual life. I like, I don't like. Your liking, your disliking is your personal nature. Your liking, your disliking is your personal mood, personal nature, personal habit. It is not related with spiritual things. When you don't like, still you have to follow. It is up to you. You are an individual soul. If you don't want to follow, let you go. But you cannot say, I will do something according to my nature. You have to change your nature. Because unless you change your nature, your habits, how can you enter? How can you enter to spiritual life? Or you don't want to fight. But say, no, you have to fight. This is a challenge. When you don't like, you have to do. I don't like to speak. This is my nature. I don't like to preach. I don't like to travel. But you have to do. There is no other way. You don't think we like, okay, I like, I will go to West. People are crying to go, crying. I want to go to West. I am praying. I don't want to go to West. I'm saying clearly. People are crying, I want to go to West. But I'm praying, I don't want to go anywhere. Nature. But still, no, you cannot say no. You can't say no. Even you don't like, still you have to pray to Guru. But if the arrangement is coming, you have to accept it. You don't think, we make some plan, okay, I'll go to West. I'm requesting 1,000 devotees. Okay, you just arrange some programs for me, I'll go there. No. Even you don't like, but if Guru Krishna will force you to do these things, it's against our nature. You don't think we are gladly accepting all these things. No. This is spiritual life. Staying with many devotees. I don't like to stay with many devotees. This is my nature. I'm saying clearly. Don't feel something bad. I like devotees, but I don't want to stay with many devotees. Don't like to stay with many devotees. But that I have to do now. I like alone, always. Alone study, alone chanting, alone to perform some things. But that you cannot do. I don't like to talk many things. Because if I stay, my nature is different. What is he doing? I like alone. Alone? Well, you are with your own nature. You can study, you can sleep. When you like, you sleep. Just wake up. Regulative life. Just maintain. This must. You have to cook yourself. I like to cook myself. But that you cannot do. This is a challenge. You don't think we are not facing challenge. This is a challenge for us. But we have to conquer all these things. And we have to accept when arrangement is coming by Guru and Krishna. What to do? No one wants. You don't think no one wants. But situation is coming. When you surrender, you don't want to do so many things. I don't want. But when you surrender, now you are not under your control. When you surrender means, they will arrange something. And even you don't want, you have to gladly accept all these things. Arrangement is coming. That is spiritual life. difficult life. If you don't want to surrender, you can maintain your individuality, your independence. Once you surrender, when you don't want something, but arrangement will come. They will, by this way, by Guru Krishna's arrangement, you have to go. Unless you go, you cannot get peace. And you will feel, you will face so many problems because they are arranging some things. If you don't go, you will feel always distress, lamentation and problems. Because you are in a surrender at lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. They will arrange something. You have to accept. Divinity exists of your nature. Yes, therefore, Kaliya says, very nice statement. Yeah, dustejyanath, it is very difficult for a conditioned soul to give up its own nature. But only by your mercy. It is up to you. Yes, tomorrow we will hear Kaliya's statements, nice statements. And Krishna instructed to Kaliya, Kaliya, you just go to Ramana, don't stay here. Kaliya said, yes, yes, I am just going. Hare Krishna. Rudra Simha.